Welcome in at 3:04, Gym Class Midweek Edition, coming your way on KGYM. In addition to all that I mentioned earlier on, it is Wednesday, it is week two. We will have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up tonight as well. Looking forward to that out at May City Bowl. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass. We have Twins baseball coming up tonight. There goes another one. Twins and the San Diego Padres tonight, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. Twins set a team record last night as they went deep, what, first seven innings, I do believe, in the win over the Pods last night?
Yeah, that's right. The eighth and ninth didn't go so well, but 16-0 victory for the Twins over the Padres.
Why are you going for two? That just seems to be pouring it on.
Yeah, I wish you'd carry over runs, but that's not possible. Said a couple minutes ago, watch the Twins lose 2-1 tonight. But Irvin Santana on the mound, trying to sweep the two-game series against San Diego. Gained a game in the wild card race, which was nice.
Yeah.
The Angels lost, so we'll see. 18 games left.
Yeah. One thing that the Twins are not going to do is catch up to the Cleveland Indians, who set an American League record today. Congratulations to Cleveland as they... one again, 21 in a row. That is 3 weeks of winning, ladies and gentlemen, as they got the victory again today. And they, I don't know, it's going to come to an end at some point. It has to come to an end at some point. Jay Bruce had a three-run home run today to help lead them past the Detroit Tigers. But man, oh man, hottest team without saying in baseball. American League record for consecutive victories. Dodgers flailing right now. Cleveland going up. I think Cleveland, in most people's eyes, have overtaken the Dodgers as the World Series favorites at this point. A lot of people even questioning if the Dodgers are going to get in the Fall Classic. And who knows? Remember, keep this in mind. The Seattle Mariners set the all-time win record a couple decades ago and did not even make it to the World Series. So... it's not a foregone conclusion any of these teams are going to make it that far.
No, it isn't. Those wins don't carry over, and this equaled the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball since Charlie Grimm's 1935 Cubs. How'd the Cubs do that year? They lost 4-2 to the Detroit Tigers in the World Series.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either.
I'm going to take your word for it on that one.
I don't know what adjective to attach to it, but it'd be an understatement to describe what the Cleveland Indians are doing right now. And it's in dominating fashion. I think I read only 3 one-run victories in this streak.
Well, over 110 now, as far as run differential is concerned. So, you know, they're dominating, just dominating at this point. So, Cleveland wins again, as Tom Hanks said in... the great movie, Bachelor Party. Cleveland wins a pennant. Cleveland wins a pennant. Oh, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line is open for you at 319-366-1600. How many do they win? Maybe that's the question to throw out there. Before we talk to Scott Docterman, wanted to, today the NFL unveiled the Hall of Fame nominees for the class of 2018, of which you should be very interested. As one of the all-time favorites of the Chicago Bears is going to be up for the first time for his nomination. Is Brian Urlacher a first ballot Hall of Famer, in your opinion?
I don't know. If I had to say, I don't think so, because Ray Lewis is on the ballot as well. I'm going to take Ray Lewis over Brian Urlacher. Sorry, fellow Bear fans, but Ray Lewis was terrific. Maybe they both get in. I don't know. You got Randy Moss.
That's a good class.
Yeah.
This is a good class. The entire group is here. Quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb, Phil Sims, Randall Cunningham, Rich Gannon, Steve McNair. Good group. I don't know if anyone... does Phil Sims get in based on his Super Bowl victories? That goes a long ways to determine NFL Hall of Fame worthiness. We'll see.
I judge Hall of Famers, I don't like looking at the stats. I think if you can name a player such as Phil Sims You just have a feeling whether that player is a Hall of Famer, right?
I don't think he had a Hall of Fame career, but he won Super Bowls.
But that's not the only measuring stick.
No, but it's very big in the National Football League's determination for the Hall of Fame.
There was a discussion on one of the shows today, who is the better running back, Adrian Peterson or Tiki Barber? And if it's pure running, it's Adrian Peterson, but the argument was made, you look at the statistics, Tiki Barber was
just
far,
as good.
Far more, or yeah. Not far more, but more productive than Adrian Peterson.
Some running backs, Roger Craig, the former Davenport Central Blue Devil, by the way. Eddie George is up. Ricky Waters. Yeah, that quarterback group, Randall Cunningham, probably doesn't have the best numbers, but you know what? Randall Cunningham was a trendsetter as far as quarterbacks are concerned. He made that into an athletic position, a mobile quarterback. Yeah, Fran Tarkington was a mobile quarterback as well, but Randall Cunningham did it with a lot of pizzazz and did it in kind of more of the semi-modern times, if you will. Some great wide receivers. Isaac Bruce is up there again. Randy Moss comes in. Terrell Owens is still there. And they made a mistake. It is not Steve Smith. It is Rod Smith. That's a big mistake, by the way, NFL. Ocho Cinco is up. Hines Ward is up. Hines Ward, does he make it in? Probably shouldn't based on numbers, but... And wide receivers is a position that has changed over the last 20 years. I mean, you got video game numbers for quarterbacks and wide receivers now. It's much... Should I say much easier to put up big numbers if you're a wide receiver? I mean, football is not easy. I'm not...
Defensive backs can't touch you.
Yeah, you can't breathe on anyone. I wanted to talk about that Monday, but we didn't get to it, by the way. NFL officiating hasn't gotten any better. Mark Bavaro, Ben Coates. You got some really good offensive linemen in there. Ray Donaldson, Tony Baselli. Steve Hutchinson is in there. Joe Jacoby is still on the list. Jeff Saturday goes onto the list this year, the former Colt center all those years with Peyton Manning. And let's see. You mentioned linebackers. Brian Urlacher is in there. Cornelius Bennett. Ray Lewis. Clay Matthews. Nick Lowry, by the way, is up this year. He's still in there. I'm pulling for my man, Nick the Toe. How about coaches? Don Coryell is on there. They were talking about him on a show today, and Don Coryell is a guy that kind of transformed the age of football, Coryell.
He did.
And I'd like to see Marty Schottenheimer get in, but I don't know. I don't think he's going to get in, obviously, because of the lack of Super Bowls out there. But it's very interesting.
319-366-1600. That's our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, jkainvest.com, and our phone line, Kyle Mann, on the other side of the glass.
You made Bear fans mad yet?
Joel Muscatine, our friend over there, Randall Cunningham, revolutionized the generation of quarterbacks.
Agree. Very much so.
Wes at 7143 pointing out Ray Lewis's off-the-field transgressions.
Tis true, but was never convicted.
In 2000, he was involved in an incident where a man was murdered. And murder charges against Lewis were dismissed in exchange for his testimony against two other men.
True. Very much so. There have been, we've said it before, no matter what the Hall of Fame is for sports, there are some people in there with some questionable backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't be the first person to go into one of these Hall of Fames with a questionable background.
Speaking of Kyle Mann... We both put in waiver claims for Tariq Cohen, the dynamic.
This is eating
running
you,
back.
Isn't it?
It is eating me.
See, I didn't even put one in because I knew I wouldn't get him.
Even Kyle doesn't know what happened. Kyle won his first game. I lost. He scored more points than me. I lost. Who do you think should be on the higher pecking order on the waiver wire?
Bring that anger to bowling tonight. Bring that anger.
He got Cohen. I didn't.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm not sure Chris Luss would have an answer either, but Chris would be along to answer a bunch of fantasy questions. Kyle didn't even believe it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of folks that have David Johnson on their fantasy roster are wondering what should be done at this point.
If you were Kyle Mann, what would you do?
Keep him until they tell you you can't have him.
You know you shouldn't be higher in the waiver wire than me.
Not my thing,
he's
man.
He's just shaking his head.
Yeah. I know. He's smiling, shaking his head out there. He doesn't know how it happened, but he's happy to have him at this point. 319-366-1600. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. In this year of golf divorces on the course, we had Phil Mickelson and Bones depart. And now Jason Day, before we had to break here, has parted ways with Colin Swatton, who not only was his caddy, but basically lifelong friend and mentor. When Jason Day, if you don't know Jason Day's background story, he was not, as a youngster, all kinds of ability, was going to be the next great Aussie, and had a lot of problems off the course, depression, etc. And Colin Swatton was the guiding force that got him his life back and his golf career back. And they've been terrific on the course. And now, just out of the blue today, announced Jason Day said, starting this week, Colin Swatton will not be on my bag anymore. So, very interesting. The second big caddy golfer breakup of the year, Mark.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know what is behind it, but a lot of times these things are mutual. I don't know if this is mutual or not, but Bones McKay landing on his feet. He's got a television gig now, and I think he's very good at that as an on-course reporter. By the way, tomorrow is the first round of the third leg of the FedEx Cup, the BMW Championships. Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois. Zach Johnson going off in the very first group, 9 a.m. with Sung Kang and Lucas Glover. Zach stands at 54 in the FedEx Cup rankings. He needs to get inside the top 30 to play in the championship.
I think he's got to get win would be great, and he's won there before.
He has.
At Conway Farms.
2013.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's he, along with many, including Jason Day, have to get at least top three, top five, if they want to make it to the Tour Championship next week.
So. Right.
There you go. 17 past 3. We're going to take a break, come back. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. Our great sponsor, Dr. Pepper. Thank you very much. And that includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. Some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag. We'll give that away coming up in just a little bit. Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 will join us on the other side. And we'll talk Big Ten football. We will talk Iowa football right after this here on KGYM.
Selling your house in the past was kind of a pain. It had to be perfect, right? Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty is routinely selling homes that used to sit for months in just days. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more, warts and all. The Cedar Rapids housing market is white hot, and right now, Pinnacle can get your price even if your home isn't perfect. Pinnacle can sell your home right now. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The BX has the versatility to handle a wide variety of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through October 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Kubota, a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
319, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Scott Docterman waiting in the wings. We'll talk with him coming up in a moment. Some people on the text line, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Mark, talking about Hall of Fame.
4759, Sports Hall of Fame and off-the-field issues should remain separate. It's the Hall of Fame, not the Humanitarian Award.
Does that work for Pete Rose?
Well, he wasn't exactly off the field. His off the field issues. He was in the dugout.
I mean, yeah, and in the clubhouse.
71-43. Regardless, Ray Lewis had a Hall of Fame career, no doubt. Harrison was awesome with Peyton, big time numbers, Hall of Famer.
And it's so interesting with the wide receivers now because, I mean, where do you draw the line? All the old standard numbers for wide receivers of getting into the Hall of Fame have just been obliterated by this age of passing over the last decade, decade and a half. So, I don't know. Do you rewrite numbers or?
Well, it's like running backs. I mean, gone are the days of Eric Dickerson and 2,000 yards.
Right.
If a running back rushes for 1,000 yards, and I've said this before, in a 16-game season, what's that, 50 or 60 yards a game?
Exactly.
That's nothing. The definition of a running back anymore is, maybe fantasy has a lot to do with this too, is the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield.
Well, and exactly. You have third down backs, you have, you know, first down backs, you have different it's like pitching staffs, basically. That's what you have right now. 319-366-1600. Scott Docterman set to join us right now from the Land of 10. Does a great, great job for that publication. You can read all their stuff online. And Scott, like me, he spent many years in St. Joe and covering the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to see Nick Lowry in the Hall of Fame, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, I think after about 750 other players, I would actually debate him. No, he seems to be an okay guy. But, you know, as long as Lynn Elliott can go in the GOAT Hall of Fame, I think... maybe consider Nick Lowry for that one.
And another former Chief kicker, Lynn Elliott, by the way. Very good.
Hey, what was your take on what happened in Ames last Saturday, Scott?
Well, you know, now that we're, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days removed from it, I mean, you know, my feeling is kind of the same as it was 5 minutes afterwards. Wow. You know, and the more you look at it, the more you realize that it was kind of a special game among the teams. I mean, you know, you think, you know, early in the second half when Iowa took a 21-10 lead, I thought, okay, this game's probably over. Iowa is now doing what we expected Iowa to do, which is, you know, just run them over. And then all of a sudden, I mean, Iowa State started clicking, you know, scored 3 straight touchdowns and took a 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter. And I thought it was over the other way. And then, you know, Iowa came back and rallied, you know, scored 10, and then Iowa State hits a big play, then Iowa hits a big play, and goes into overtime. I think it was the most entertaining Cy-Hawk game that I've ever seen, and there's been a lot of close ones, but this one was entertaining at a high level, I thought, throughout the game.
Yeah, that was our poll question, I believe yesterday, wasn't it, Mark? Was this the most entertaining Cy-Hawk game that has come down in the modern era since 1977, the reboot of the series anyway? And you just gave your opinion. It kind of is right up there with the 2002 game. So many NFL guys on the field that day and such a dynamic game. I think they're 1-2. I think they're 1A and 1B, no doubt about it, though.
I think that game was the most important, and it's no question. I mean, because at that point in the season, I think a lot of people forget how good Iowa State was. I mean, Iowa State was ranked in the top 10, should have beat Florida State, did crush Nebraska, and what was it, 6-1? You know, Iowa State started and then finished 7-7. And then Iowa was a top 10 team pretty much, you know, the last month of the season. So, I mean, high-level football, you know, great players, great quarterbacks, Seneca Wallace and Brad Banks. I mean, you can't get past that as far as being the best game, the biggest game of the group. But for pure entertainment value and everything, it's hard to pass up what we just saw. I mean, you know, and then you look at Nathan Stanley. You know, he's, you know, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 4 drives of 89-plus yards. You know, people you know, people complaining, and I said, this is like going trick-or-treating and complaining you got a Snickers instead of a Milky Way. But, you know, you missed a couple of passes deep. Well, he's still a young quarterback. He's got young receivers. And sometimes gauging speed from some of those guys is a little different. If you're throwing a Noah Fant, you might overthrow him. If you're throwing an Amir Smith-Marset, you might hit him in stride. So there's a little bit of that. But I think, you know, the poise he showed, and then the moves. I mean, Akram Wadley, to me, is right up there as one of, if not the most explosive player in Iowa history. And he proved it yet again with that 46-yard touchdown run. So, you know, for entertainment value, I would just I kind of question why BTN or ESPN hasn't re-ran the game. But it's certainly a classic, in my opinion.
You mentioned Amir Smith-Marset, the true freshman out of New Jersey, same high school as Akram Wadley. And I found it very interesting, Scott, that he evidently wasn't penalized very long, if at all, for dropping the football on the turf in that first game. He came back and had a heck of a game, and wonder what your thoughts are on him.
Oh, man, I mean, for a guy who, you know, really wavered at the end last January, I mean, he was a commit to Rutgers, you know, then decommitted, liked Iowa, thought he was going to go that route, then he went to... He actually committed to Minnesota for a day or so before coming back out and then deciding to go for Iowa. And then, you know, here he shows up on campus and, you know, is a real speedster, really a threat to go deep. And that's something that we haven't seen from the Hawkeyes in a long, long time. And then to match that kind of speed with the ability to catch the ball, to make difficult catches, you know, catch the ball in the, deep in the end zone right there and keep your toes in. And you know, he's only a true freshman. And then, you know, the final play I thought was really fascinating. I mean, they were in, you know, what's called 22, two tight ends, a fullback, and a running back. He was the only wide receiver. He motions in, then he comes out, you know, and runs an out route and catches the ball. I mean, that's a tough route sometimes when you're motioning in and then you run out and you catch the ball and you're over the goal line. So I thought, you know, for a second career game, to bounce back the way he did was really should give a lot of hope to Iowa fans that this passing offense is well on its way to being anti what it was last year.
Where does Iowa sit? It's only been a small sample size. It's only been two games. People's meter is going up a little bit, obviously. The defense maybe not quite as good after the Iowa State game, but Iowa State's got a very good offense. And maybe the offense is ahead of where we thought it would be. I guess, where do you kind of put this Iowa team after two games right now in your expectations?
I think if you try to balance it out, it's kind of where Iowa always is. They're not as good as you think they are. They're not as bad as you think they are. And you know, you look at the first game and the way they dominated defensively, you thought, okay, this team's in really good shape. And then, you know, to get kind of thrown around in the field the other day, you know, and ran all over the place, I think that shows you that they still got a lot of work to do. I mean, they got some talent on that defense, no doubt about it. But you know, there's a lot of miscommunication in the secondary. The pass rush, which I thought was going to be the strength of the team, really never showed up. And I think that's got to get better quick, because if that doesn't happen, then anything else defensively is kind of for moot. And then you know, sometimes the linebackers even had trouble tackling in space. So that's why I know some people have suggested that North Texas is a game they'll look past. Maybe the fans will look past it, but the defense certainly won't. As poorly as they play, they want nothing more than to get out there and perform at a higher level. And then they're playing against a team that runs a spread, throws the ball all over the field, and this is a good way to kind of combat the errors that they made last week. And, you know, they won't say this, but prepare for what they're going to have with, you know, Penn State coming up.
Second straight season, Scott, Iowa has had to adjust its offensive line starters pretty much game to game based on a variety of circumstances. But this week it's Ike Butker's Achilles injury. He'll be out for the year. And people are wondering if we're going to see Tristan Wirfs, the freshman out of Mount Vernon. And I think a lot of us assumed that Iowa probably wanted to keep the red shirt on him. But your thoughts on that situation?
That's really difficult for Iowa. I mean, you know, you thought going in that they were just so veteran up front that they weren't going to have any issues. And then you see this, you know, Boone Myers has had an ankle issue pretty much all camp and early into the season. James Daniels was out for the first week. And then all of a sudden, you know, a really good situation starts to look a little bit more dire. And you know, with Tristan Wirfs, here's what I think this week is the defining week. If they think he's going to play and needs to play, then he'll play this Saturday. If not, then I think they're going to try to hold him off. So, you know, I would go ahead and err on the side of playing him, because we know the offensive line, you get all kinds of injuries. You know, this is, you know, going back to last year, this is a sixth straight game they're starting a different lineup up front. And if you know Tristan Wirf is going to be a starter next year, which I think he will be, and I think he's going to be an NFL superstar in a few years, go ahead and get him out there. You let him play, you know, and you know, if that's in, you know, mop-up duty and kind of like James Daniels 2 years ago, where you just kind of threw him in and let him get some reps, go ahead and do that, because you know next year he's going to be your starting right tackle. Alaric Jackson's going to be your starting left tackle. And, you know, you might as well go ahead and let him play against some, you know, real athletes here and not in a practice situation. So I think he'll play, but only because Ike Butker's hurt. I think if Ike Butker was still there, I think they would, you know, just still try to keep that bullet in the chamber.
Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 joining us here on the Gym Class Wednesday edition at 3:30 here on KGYM. I know you and Bobby Legess also wrote about the schedule change coming up starting in 2020. Iowa drops Nebraska from the last game of the year. The Big Ten told Iowa and Nebraska, you're not playing that last game of the year. It's now Iowa and Wisconsin. We've heard it could be a rotation basis between Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. I guess that will play out when we see the 2022-2023 schedules. But I know you wrote that, you know, Black Friday is still not out of the question. I would imagine it's what the all-powerful TV folks tell the Big Ten what to do.
It's a combination of four entities. It's each team, the league, and television. You're right, television does play a role here. But you know, the most fascinating part to this is Nebraska willingly gave up Black Friday. Just, you know, it's a 30-year tradition because they have a new coach, basically, still in his third year, doesn't like playing on Black Friday, and which is so almost ironic that they're playing on another Friday later this month. So, you know, he doesn't like the idea of playing Friday. He thinks it's too short. So, I think that's, you know, for a tradition-rich program like Nebraska, I just cannot fathom what they're thinking right now. That's giving up something that they hold dear. But, you know, from talking to both the Big Ten and from Iowa, they both tried to say, look, it's just part of a rotation. I don't buy that. You know, if you're going to schedule that game nine straight years as the end of the season game, you know, you're putting a lot of equity into it. You know, it's on Black Friday. You want it to be a showcase event, and it has been. It's been an ABC game all the way through until this year, where it's going to FS1 because they pulled rank and wanted it. So I think what happened here is Nebraska said, we want out on Black Friday, and then the Big Ten looked at Iowa and said, do you still want it? And Iowa was like, yes. I mean, Kirk Ferentz was emphatic yesterday that he likes it, and for a lot of reasons. And then so the Big Ten's looking at it going, well, let's put Wisconsin together. I would imagine this game does go to Black Friday, and you know, they're going to be a major factor going forward to the television companies. I mean, I talked to Mark Rudner with the Big Ten yesterday, and he called it fertile territory Black Friday. So that tells me they still want at least one game, if not more, on Black Friday. So they're figuring that you know they're trading one marketable brand for another. And this is a long-storied rivalry, so they're in good shape there if it's Iowa-Wisconsin on Black Friday.
If this game Saturday afternoon, Scott, against North Texas turns into a blowout, as odds makers and many other believe it will be, who would you like to see on the field? Would it be Wirfs? Would it be Tyler Wiegers? Would it be Torin Young? Would it be Quarles? Who do you want to see?
All of them. I mean, if they get to a four touchdown lead, say, last part of the third quarter, I think you'll see, you know, most of the second team offense. You'll see a bunch of wide receivers get in action, Brandon Smith and Matt Quarles and, you know, Devontae Young, Adrian Falcon, you know, a lot of guys that really need to get on the field. And yes, I think there'll be a healthy dose first. I think there'll be a healthy dose anyway of James Butler, because this is not, you know, you can't predict, you know, I mean, we could all predict Iowa's going to win and win decisively, but we've seen games before where this hasn't worked out for Iowa. But if Iowa should win, and it should, then I think you get Akram out of there as soon as you can, save him for Penn State and Michigan State. Those are much bigger games. And then let James Butler kind of continue to work through the running scheme a little bit. He's been a little bit I wouldn't say hesitance, but hasn't really, burst through the way that I'm sure he can do. So I would give him a healthy 20 carries. And then if you get up and let's say Iowa's up 45-14, entering the fourth quarter, then yes, Torrin Young, get in there. Ivory, Kelly Martin, all the wide receivers, second team defensive line, second team, third team linebackers. Get everybody in there. This is probably the one game where they can. And, and Tyler Wiegers, because he's going to need some reps too, because you just never know what could happen in this season.
What has caught your attention so far through the first 2 weeks of Big Ten play? Team, individuals, both on the positive side and on the not-so-positive side?
Wow, Purdue. I've really been impressed with Purdue, with Jeff Brohm as the coach. Kind of a, oh boy, what do we get ourselves into from the Big Ten West here? Because Purdue looks kind of the way it did under Joe Tiller, 15 years ago. They're spreading the ball all over the field. They're really making good plays offensively, and they're not that bad defensively. They look like they've got a lot of confidence. They competed against Louisville and the reigning Heisman Trophy champ, and Lamar Jackson, only lost by a touchdown. Then they blew out Ohio. That's a team that's scary because they've always had good athletes. They just haven't ever put it together. So I think that's a team that I'm looking at going, it wouldn't totally shock me if they, beat Indiana, beat Illinois, beat Minnesota, upset somebody else, Northwestern, possibly in Iowa or Nebraska. So that's a team that I've been really impressed by in the first couple of weeks. And then negatively so, I'd say, last week with Northwestern, I did not expect them to give up 41 and look as poorly as they did, at Duke. I kind of thought that they were overrated. They weren't that good last year. I think they won 7 games, and Clayton Thorson's kind of got a reputation that he's, one of this ascending quarterback, but his numbers don't really say that. And the other one would be Nebraska defensively. They hand out black shirts right now like they're like lollipops, but when they're giving up, 36 to Arkansas State and barely win, and then you give up 42 and a half out at Oregon, you got to really assess who you are and assess your program going forward, because that's just not a way. You can't beat teams except in shootouts, and that's only going to happen 2 or 3 times in the Big Ten.
Rita Stuff at the Land of Ten. Scott Docterman joining us here on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Scott, thank you very much. Appreciate it, and have a great rest of the week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
All right. Scott Docterman, Rita Stuff online. Does a great, great job at Land of Ten, formerly with the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Before we get to a break here, University of Iowa is announcing, since it's going to be about 90-some degrees on Saturday, they're going to have water stations in each of the four corners at Kinnick Stadium. Also, they are going to allow bottled water to be brought into Kinnick Stadium, and they will have price reductions on bottled water on Saturday for the North Texas game.
Iowa also entering the aid to hurricane victims starting at 10:30 a.m. Before Saturday's game against North Texas. Fans can drop off monetary donations as well as non-perishable items at a semi that will be parked at Krause Family Plaza in Iowa City. Donations will be taken until the end of the game.
There you go. So some things to remember. Take a break. Come back. Chris Liss, rotowire.com, will join us here in just a couple of moments here on KGYM.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and can get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
3:39, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com here in just a moment. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. You're going to get a 24-pack of either Diet or regular Dr. Pepper, some KGYM prizes, including a pint glass, and some Dr. Pepper prizes as well. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible, and we welcome you to call at 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Congratulations to Ryan and Wes Liberty. He is our winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack. Thank you very much to Ryan and everybody down there in Comet Country down at West Liberty. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance is brought to you by Imon Communications. We got a poll question up. Concerns me and others that have David Johnson on their team, Mark.
Yes, please help Scott Unash and others with your response to this question. What should fantasy football owners do with David Johnson at this point? Two choices, hold on to him and hope for the best, or secondly, send him to the waiver wire. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. The word out in the last 24 hours is that Johnson will be out 2 to 3 months with a left wrist injury. What would you do?
Well, I'm keeping him for the moment, but doesn't mean I can't place him on the waiver wire next week. I'm a little problematic at running back right now. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. While we're waiting for Chris Liss of rotowire.com, got to pass this along. Also from the land of 10, from the Minnesota section. He's got a TV show. He now has an ice cream. My favorite Golden Gopher coach, PJ Fleck. The new, and you can guess what it's called, Mark.
Row the Boat.
Row the Boat ice cream, available in Minneapolis. Based on Gopher head football coach PJ Fleck's favorite treats. Combines fudge coffee swirls and peanut butter-filled football candies in a delicious vanilla ice cream. Yours to pick up in the Twin Cities at this point. Sounds good. I kind of like that.
Let's concentrate on winning football games, PJ. Did you see the helmets they're going to wear? Is it this week?
Yeah, with the cartoon Goldie on it.
Jeez.
I know the guy's going to talk about that on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn.
Well, this doesn't play very well on radio to talk about what it looks like, but...
I know. By the way, speaking of the TV show with Alex Kuhn, they are going to have your chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina, all three of their locations, and you can visit them on the fountains on Edgewood Road. I did about a week ago. It was delicious. Also, downtown Cedar Rapids or the Lincoln View Square in Marion. And they're going to have a $30 gift card for you to win coming up on their program. So thank you to La Cantina for helping out with that.
319-366-1600. That's our phone. And at Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, text the questions for Chris Liss as we bring Chris in. And already questions rolling in.
Questions rolling in, indeed. But let's before we do that, Mark, Chris, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Well, I've got David Johnson in one of my teams, so I'm trying to figure out what to do. You can answer our poll question. What do you do with David Johnson at this point?
Well, it depends how deep your bench is, but if your bench is shallow, meaning 5-6 players only, you got to cut bait now. I just think you're going to try to wait till the bye weeks and hope you can get away with stashing him, but what's going to happen is those few weeks that you don't have that extra spot, you're going to pass on potential free agent pickups that could help you, guys who could be get better in the future, and other people are going to get those guys. You're just going to be waiting on David Johnson, and if and when he ever comes back in mid-December for one of your playoff games, maybe, you probably won't even be in the playoffs. So the time to cut bait is now. If you might want to offer him in trade for someone cheap that you think is useful, but barring that, I would get rid of him.
I'm 1-0 in that league, Chris. Don't say I'm not going to be in the playoffs. I won it last year.
Yeah, you're there. You got it. You're 90% of the way there. I mean, how deep is your bench, though, Scott? How many bench spots do you guys have?
Gosh, what do we have, Mark? We have 6 or 7, mm-hmm. 7, something like that, right in there. So right on the kind 7. Of that line.
Right. If you have 7 and it's like a 10-team league, you can hang on to them for a while, but yeah. I mean, if you I have leagues with 5 bench spots, and sorry, I mean, luckily I don't have them, but I would cut them.
Yeah, Chris's appearance, by the way, brought to you by I'm On Communications, the sponsor of our fantasy football segments here on KGYM.
Bunch of questions rolling in on the text line, Chris. Let's get to them. 2262, do I start Emmanuel Sanders or Jarvis Landry in a PPR league?
Those are pretty close. I guess I'll say Landry, although we don't really know what he's going to do with Cutler. I kind of like to, it's a coin flip. It really is a coin flip. You know what? I'm going to say Sanders, just because Landry is sort of a question mark with a new QB.
7,100 has to play 2 of these 4, Landry, Watkins, Dez Bryant, or Galloway.
Is it PPR?
It doesn't say.
I'm going to take Landry and Watkins in PPR. Dez and Galladay have tough matchups.
79-66, is Sam Bradford a good ad at this time or too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell. He played great, there's no doubt about it, but that was against the Saints in a home game, and it doesn't get easier than that.
59-10, Chris, pick one of these. It doesn't say if it's PPR or not, but wide receivers, Crowder, Ginn, Coleman, or Galladay?
For just this week, I will take Ginn in a non-PPR and Galladay. I'll take Crowder in a PPR.
And 57-50, this is a standard league for wide receiver 2. Chris Hogan or Jordan Matthews, and Ravens D or Texans D?
Let's go Ravens D and Jordan Matthews.
0656 is in a half a point PPR flex play. Gillisley or Crabtree?
Crabtree.
71-43, Stafford or Prescott?
Both have bad matchups, but I'm going to say Stafford because Denver's even tougher.
Ryan from Walford, pick one, Jamal Charles, J.J. Nelson, or Derrick Henry, and then Robert Kelly or Kerwin Williams?
Kelly in the second one, and I can't remember all the choices. I'll say Derrick Henry on a hunch.
Charles Nelson and William, Derrick Williams, yeah.
Okay.
93-55, Wentz or Winston?
Wentz is at Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Kansas City, you got to be feeling good, Scott.
Feeling good, except for Eric Berry being out, but.
That is bad. That's a big blow. It is, yeah.
95-78, Stafford or Big Ben?
That's Big Ben at home. Auto start Big Ben at home.
46-35, is Chris Johnson going to be a worry of a starter in a PPR league?
No. I think his carcass is pretty much rotted to the bone.
79-66, Mixon or Peterson? I assume that's Adrian Peterson. It's a non-PPR, and I've kind of tried to flush Adrian Peterson's performance the other night already.
Yeah, I would, you know, Campbell and Mixon. The Texans D might be good, but J.J. Watt is banged up. He doesn't look like himself, and I think the Bengals are going to get a lead. It's a really tough short week for a Houston team that's got a rookie quarterback. I think the Bengals are going to crush him, and Mixon may get some work.
Wes is asking DeSean Jackson or DeAndre Hopkins in a non-PPR league.
Yeah, that's close, actually. I'm going to say DeSean Jackson this week based on the matchups.
67-60, Tyrod Taylor or Eli Manning?
Eli is such garbage, man.
the Giants weren't good.
Tyrod Taylor, because he can run. I mean, Eli is just, he's so over the hill. You know, if it weren't for Odell Beckham, Eli would be basically Matt Hasselbeck at this point.
Beckham is Beckham going to play this week, by the way?
No one knows. It's 50-50. I mean, obviously it's a better chance than last week because it's one more week to rehab. He hasn't had a setback, but kind of like a 3 to 4 week injury. It happened like 3.5 weeks ago, so I think he's just really 50.
He'll be dancing at a New York club near you, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine. As long as, you know, as long as they have him, they really are inept without him. And, the Vegas line, for what it's worth, is 4. And you think, why are the Giants 4-point favorites against the Lions, who played well last week? I think they're assuming Beckham plays.
17-53, needs a flex in a non-PPR league. Terrence West, Pierre Garçon.
I will go West in non-PPR.
1597, Watkins or Sanders in a PPR league?
I like them both, but PPR, I will say Sanders.
I hate reading this question because I got screwed out of getting Tariq Cohen, but...
Still bitter.
Really, a guy who won last week, I lost, and he's higher on the waiver wire. How has that happened?
Scott was higher. He lost David Johnson.
No, it's not me, man. I beat Mark last week.
Oh, yeah.
82-09, Jordan Howard or Tariq Cohen in a standard league?
Oh, Jordan Howard for sure.
27-12, needs two of these, Stafford, Dalton, or Flacco?
I'm going to sit Stafford.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Maybe I'm just being a homer with the Giants, but their D is good.
24-08, who should I start in a flex position in a PPR league? Rawls, Robert Kelly, Ebron, or Jordan Matthews?
Two or just one?
One.
Full PPR, I'm going to say Matthews on a hunch.
72-95 in a PPR league. Newton or Rodgers?
It's just hard. I got to go Rodgers. I think Newton will have a huge game, but I got to go Rodgers.
0-1-9-0. Josh Gordon worth picking up?
Depending on how deep your league is, sure. I still hold out hope. I haven't been in one league. You know, who knows? It's so arbitrary. Tomorrow they could just reinstate him completely, or they could, you know, just ban him for life. Who knows? But, yeah, in a really deep league, sure.
Tony and Anamosa, as we got a couple more minutes here with Chris Liss. Pick two of these in a PPR, Leonard Fournette, Jay Ajayi, or Devontae Freeman. That's a riches right there.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches, and you're just showing off. You probably know the answer already.
He's showing off.
I'll say Freeman against the Packers, although they're good against the run, but you could throw. And then I guess I'll go Ajayi.
Non-PPR 81-36 needs a flex. Jamal Charles or Joe Mixon?
I'll go with Mixon.
72-95 Ravens or Jacksonville defense?
Ravens.
94-89 will Gillis Lee continue to get TDs?
When circumstances allow. So, you know, in that game, Cooks had two pass interference penalties at the goal line, and that set up Gillislee for 1 yard touchdown twice, and then he had a third TD. So if New England has the ball first and goal from the one, Gillislee or the two, he's going to get it. But if they're, you know, scoring from 10 or 12 or 15 yards out, it's not going to be him. So yes, he's going to get them all year, but you're not necessarily going to be able to predict it because he's only going to get the really short ones.
5102 is in a standard league, needs two of these, Chris. Bryant, Diggs, or Macklin?
I'm going to go Diggs and Bryant.
Last text, Chris, you're the man.
That was it.
All right. I've heard worse. Yeah, I've heard about myself.
Yeah, I read a couple tweets, Chris.
I have my trolls. I'm just encouraging them to be better trolls. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Troll better.
All right. Great stuff right there. Hey, we're at the end of our segment here, Chris. We'll let you talk about rotowire.com. Made right decisions for me, I know, in a couple of picks that I had to go with last week. And tell us about what you guys have to offer.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott. Rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. All these start questions are answered by Jeff Erickson in his Value Meter article, where he ranks every player by position for that week, standard and PPR. Again, it's totally free for 10 days. Rotowire.com/trial. You don't need a credit card. You don't need to cancel. You just check it out for 10 days. Rotowire.com/trial.
All right, we're going to get one more in here.
Sure.
And bring in Chris, or no, Casey in Cedar Rapids with a question. Hi, Casey.
How are we doing?
Good.
Hey, Chris, I need two of three in a PPR, Dez Bryant, Martavis Bryant, and Randall Cobb.
I can't hear Casey at all, but you guys can translate.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was. Say it one more time, Casey, and then I'll pass along.
Two of these three in a PPR, Dez Bryant, Martavis Bryant, and Randall Cobb.
Bryant, and Cobb. Okay, we'll get that. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it right there. The question was, Chris, PPR, looking for two, Dez Bryant, Martavis Bryant, and
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, yes.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I really have a Martavis Bryant feeling this week that he's going to light it up, but he only had two catches last week. I'm going to say Martavis and Dez. I know Randall Cobb had a good game last week, and he's got a good matchup, but I'm going to go with the two Bryants.
All right. Now we can let you go, Chris. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Best luck to your Giants on Monday night.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you next week.
All right. Chris Liss, rotowire.com. You can follow him on Twitter. Just go and type in Chris Liss. It's @Liss_Chris. And joins us courtesy of I'm On Communications each Wednesday right here on KGYM. Tonight is bowling night in America. I had the wrong team that we were playing. I have no idea who we're playing then. Why did it say on my app that we were playing a certain other team when we're not playing that team, Mark?
Scott, I don't know. It doesn't matter who we play. We have to overcome ourselves.
More than likely, yes.
Yes.
No one's hurt this week?
No one's hurt. Some hard feelings after last week, but nevertheless, we'll try to rebound from a 1-3 start against Capriotti's. They started 3-1.
Hall of Famer, Art Barron.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to see Art tonight. We bowled right. They were to our right last week.
They were indeed. I nearly knocked Art Barron over on one, and I.
Why'd you do
he
that?
He wasn't very happy. No, Art's fine. Art's a good guy.
They're great guys.
Lanes 21 and 22 tonight. Bowling night in America.
That's a good spot. That's a good spot. That's right there, center stage. And maybe near something else, too, if things don't go very well. Thanks to May City Bowl for helping us out, the sponsor of Bowling Night in America. You can find them on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Phone number?
Yep, 362-0136. Give them a call. Any questions? Pro Shop, Andy Dirk's doing a great job out there. Visit the website. MayCityBowlCR.com.
Improvements over the summer at May City Bowl.
There's
as
always
well.
Improvements.
And looks great out there. Looks fantastic out there. So we'll see you on the lanes tonight here in just a little bit, Mark.
Sounds good. And if you missed any, we couldn't get to all the fantasy questions, but the Todd Bromekamp Show with Alex Kuhn will have Tristan Cockcroft, another fantasy expert among their guests.
Yep, that'll be coming up later on there, brought to you by I'm On Communications. Have a great night, everybody. Twins baseball coming up tonight on 107.5 at 7 o'clock. TV show with Alex Kuhn is next.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Bromekamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands up.